366, 369, 371, 372, 373. Do we have those numbers on the 2023, or do you need me to state them in the record?
Yes, please.
Okay. Russ, we will do that. These people have been sitting here, so I'd like to take them up, if that's okay.
That's fine if you just want to make an entry.
I'll do that, and your client will get the decision on it.
Appreciate your help.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, excuse me, before you leave, is that in line with what, I mean, put those 23 values on Myers based on what we've been doing with other people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. All right. Just want to verify. Okay. Thank you. All right. Please come up. All right. This was on the property. Are there just two, or are there three?
Two parcels were what we were coming on.
Are you representing your cousin too?
He was unable to. No, not his part. I think he said that he could do a teleconference, okay, if needed for his.
Is that Chris Taylor?
His land.
Yes, that's Chris.
Okay, yeah, we
Chris
can
Taylor,
call.
Yeah.
All right.
Because of the change, he had planned for the 9 o'clock and had made other plans,
right,
when it was changed to 10.
One of the things that we did determine, that were both of these properties changed to residential?
One was changed to residential. The other was just the other one went up on with the agricultural.
Right, no production thing. Okay. And both 5,000%. Of these, my recollection is both of these pieces of property don't have water, sewer,
nothing,
electricity, nothing like that. Okay.
We're showing them as agriculture.
You're showing both with ag?
Yeah.
For some reason, her thing
this
got changed.
Came to
this is because Emory Creek started butted up against that one, or think, I
okay.
think. Is that right. what it is? Hey, Bob.
Okay. Let me look at that.
Yeah, it's Emory Creek that butts up against it.
Okay.
And as you explained last week, was that development came up too.
We
have not done any development in the 100 years it's been there.
Well, I mean, certainly if everything around you changes, it can be. If you have access, it can't change it. I'm inclined, I don't know what the board's thoughts are, but I'm inclined to change. If they've been changed to residential, I would be inclined to change it back to ag. We're still going to have to determine a fair market value if they don't have production, though, on it.
And which one are you saying is residential again? What's the parcel number?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the 101 acre?
It's the 30 parcel number.
Okay.
She was asking acreage.
I don't.
Okay. Right. It looks like BOE 515 is what she's talking about.
Okay.
And what do you?
It's a smaller one. I'm just checking because the 101 does say that it's.
I think BOE 516.
So they're ag at fair market value. Is that how they're at currently?
I guess the impact notice.
She was saying it was the 30, the one. Is it 500 or 700 is the one?
That one there is the one that. Yeah, 515 got changed to residential from the.
Okay, so we can change it to ag, if we want to, but the question still comes on value. And this is a piece of property that's been there long in the family a long time, but it's a question of.
Well, you know, I this is just a personal statement.
Right.
This, you know, he doesn't even, my brother doesn't. I just want to know when the state is going to ever look at. I understand the assessor's doing their job. You know, we can't do anything about that. But when are they ever going to say, you know, we need to preserve some of this land? And that's all our family has done. As I said, you know, we have, they'll go hunting or hiking or whatever, but it's a homestead. It's been in over 100 years. Our great-great-grandfather came
right.
on the covered wagon. It's the Ozarks. You come up and you see that, and that's what used to bring everyone here. and we have changed, and I don't understand why we don't have a conservation or preservation. Why do we just have residential and agriculture and commercial?
Well, you can have, and we can change it. I mean, if it's ag, then the question becomes, if you've got production on it, the state, under the code of state regulations, will assign actually a value to it, whether it's in northern Missouri or southern Missouri,
right,
depending on the class, if you have any kind of production. And so, but if it's not, it's just timberland, what we have, you know, what we've had to research during the course of this session is, then it goes to what's your fair market value. In other words, if you put that on the market, what could you get for it, kind of thing. And I'm not... The assessor, when they did the land study, threw out the highest and the lowest of the comps she found, and have used the lowest value per acre in the school district. And if you've had it for a long time, it seems like it's a sticker shock because you can't.
Well, right.
Yeah, I could.
Right. And that was my question last time, was, you know, the incremental, you know, that you know, this year would be this much increase.
And I wish there's nothing in the statutes or the Hancock about vacant land where we can do something about an incremental increase. There is something in the statutes. I may have mentioned it to you last time, and I think you may have heard the assessor say this. If it's over 15% in your residence, you have a right to ask for an inspection. It's on your car, of the interior, and things like that, but they don't really have that for the other stuff.
For land.
So really we're just trying to look at, does the board have any thoughts on the value here on this particular property? It looks like we've got the creek running through it, correct? On the two, both pieces of property. Are yours in the yellow up there? Or do you have the yellow on the left and the blue?
Well, we have the yellow, yes. Both of those are the yellow. And I think this other is the part that's all hill. That isn't that. I think the blue might be our other.
The blue is yours also.
Okay. Yeah.
The yellow on the right is
that Chris?
Chris's,
yeah. Okay, yeah. Chris's.
So. Yeah. And he's the one that actually his land does have an easement, but ours does not. It's all.
Well, how do you access it?
Actually, you have to go.
Deer Run. Or Deer Mountain Road.
Well, I mean, does Deer Mountain Road actually touch your property?
No.
So how do you get to your property from Deer Mountain Road?
Deer Mountain does. I get all those streets mixed up. There's so many deer.
Go through there.
Yeah, we go through that.
But you go through Chris's property.
He can, but when we've gone into that, it's just off of 160. It's Deer.
Yeah.
Deer Run.
He's right there at
Deer Mountain.
And then we just walk and we drive up into that, into it's someone else's. There is an easement that.
Well, that's what I was asking. Is there an easement that gives you access to your property?
I'm assuming we've never. When my dad surveyed it, I believe that they had the people there on the land right there. I think my grandfather had an easement at that time. So, I'm not one that goes very often. I've just gone for a couple of rides in the more recent years. But yeah.
It's, well, if Chris sold his property to somebody and whoever it was said, whoever bought it said, you can't walk on my property, can you still access your property is what I'm asking you.
Yes, we would go from another direction. This part is Chris's.
Right up there.
Yeah.
Right.
So ours is
okay, but would you still have to cross somebody else's property, or is there a public road that goes to your property?
All I know is that we have access through Deer Mountain Road, and then there's a gate.
Okay, so Deer Mountain Road, just off of Deer Mountain Road, you can access through a gate. Okay, so you have access to it. I'm just trying.
At this,
because that's one of the considerations we take into account.
Well, we had trouble years and years ago with one of the neighbors, and that was the only reason why I know we had a partial.
Yeah, but if you're asking if it's, do we have a legal easement, I'm not exactly sure, to be honest with you.
But at this point, you're
whenever we
whenever
go
you
in,
go, you're not being interfered with.
Not anymore, no.
Yeah, okay.
No.
All right. So, I mean, all right.
So it's not landlocked. That's what we're asking.
It is not landlocked,
okay.
Jerry. No.
Okay.
Okay. And tell me again about the lay of the property here that we're talking about as far as the...
Well, Redford contacted Chris and a couple others, and they tried to... They wanted us to for us to give them an easement. He wanted to access 61. And so we had been up in there. And
it's a part
of the way you can sort of sell the total. What?
I think it's the land further up there.
Well,
yeah.
That could be, yeah, maybe up in there.
Yeah.
Right, or whatever. But he said he wasn't interested really in the property. I mean, maybe a little because the way it lays, you can sort of see the talk to the
Well, I can't see the elevation lines from here, so I'm just curious as to what is it? Does it drop off there?
Down yeah, it there? Drops off quite a bit. I mean, there may be he was interested maybe in a little bit of it, but he was more interested in us providing an easement for road to 65, and he wasn't interested in buying really any property. Maybe a little. So that's what.
Okay.
So that's the only thing.
What do you have them at on BOE 515? What is the value that you have on the appraised value? Is it 348? Is that correct?
It's 439.9. 960 for the one that ends in 7.00.
That's the next one down. What did you say that was?
515. I have 515 up.
348, 840. And that one's at ag.
See, there it is, 439,960.
That's for the 101 acres.
Yeah. Yeah, we have other land that was not part of the raise, that it's the part I think that is landlocked.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. There's parts that's the ready trust, and then there's parts that are other relatives. Mm-hmm.
But they're not on the appeal. We're not talking about
no.
those.
Okay.
No, because theirs would be what act that gives us access.
Right.
We are, in all technical. Because
the property that lets up to Deer Mountain is actually Beckman's.
Yeah, it's the Beckman's. Yeah.
That was part of the siblings. There were seven siblings.
348, 480.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And so the other property, the one that ends in 5.00, that's at 348, 480.
840.
Yeah.
We don't have
348, 480.
And that's at that 40.
4356 an acre, like everyone else.
But it's also right now at residential, so that one needs to be changed to the same.
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly make a case that it is, but I don't think that it deserves that classification either.
Right.
So the question.
Can we see the land values, Jen? Can you put those up?
Did you hit all this area out here with that same?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yes. Okay. Like I said, only their one that ends in the 5.00, that should have been put under classification agriculture. It shouldn't have been in residential because it's 80 acres.
Okay, and what's the acreage again on?
One of them is 101 acres.
That's the 516, BOE 516.
That's the 439,960 at agriculture.
Right.
It ends in 7.000. And then the second one, like I said, it is 80 acres.
Okay.
And 348,480.
Gotcha.
But the classification should be agriculture, not residential. But the value is still the same.
Do we have any other figures on the surrounding stuff or any sales or anything like that we've had? Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
No.
Okay. Well, it doesn't appear to be discriminated against because it